What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are rewinding it back to one of my favorite episodes from last year, Own It or Rewrite It, Reclaim Your Narrative 101. If you have not heard this episode, Radiant Icons, you are in for a treat. I truly love this episode with every fiber of my being. So enough chit-chatting. Let's press rewind on one of my favorites. This episode, I am very excited for. This is honestly, if I were ever asked to do a TED Talk, this would be my topic. Today, we are spilling the tea on reclaiming your narrative. It is a topic that I know very, very well. For all my new listeners to the podcast, well, you're in for a treat because this episode, we're going all the way back. We're going back to the very beginning, how this all started. So let's get into it. It's time to own or rewrite your narrative, Radiant Icons. Are you ready? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Here's the thing about reclaiming your narrative that no one literally wants to tell you guys. You need to embrace it, you need to learn from it, and you need to use it as fuel moving forward when you go into that next chapter of your life. And that's exactly what I did in order to get to where I am today. It's so crazy to think about this all started because of someone else's actions and words and how I didn't want them to define me anymore. That is so crazy because back then, oh my God, so 3 years ago, I was distraught on October 10th of 2022. I was broken, I was lost, I was confused, and I was so embarrassed and I carried so much shame because the way that my ex treated me, I let that define me until I finally had enough. So for those of you who don't know this, my Dare to Be Iconic origin story all started because my ex-boyfriend, at that time he was my boyfriend for 3.5 years, decided to end our relationship by leaving a letter and a box at my front door, and I never heard or saw from him again. That is exactly how he ended that chapter of my life. 3.5 years, he ended it that way. And I know I said in the season 2 premiere that it was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I still stand by that. Him hurting me the way that he did was the best thing to ever happen to me because I have what is now Dare to Be Iconic. Because your pain does not define you. What you do with it does. And for me, it was rewriting my narrative, owning what happened, and taking it into my next chapter. And here's the thing that I never have ever told anyone before. 2 months after our breakup, my cousin got married and I was a bridesmaid. And, you know, obviously my ex and I were together for 3.5 years. My family knew about him. They met him, all this stuff. You know, like he was a part of our family. When he broke up with me, I just deleted him from everything. Obviously, I had no choice. And I never talked about it. I swept it under the rug. And I knew people were curious because obviously he was a big part of my life and it was so public. Like we did share our lives together. Like I was a big social media person before Dare to Be Iconic and that has never changed. And I put our relationship out there. And I knew people had questions. I knew people were going to ask what happened, but I wasn't ready to handle it because I carried so much shame and embarrassment in what happened because I thought it was a reflection of me. And when my cousin got married 2 months later, I remember going into that day, obviously so happy and so excited for my cousin, but I was dreading it because I knew I was going to get asked questions about the breakup or I was going to get the comments. And I was exactly right. I remember being at that wedding during cocktail hour in my really hot ass dress because fun fact, I had one dress picked out originally. And then when I got broken up with, my mom and I literally said, okay, no, we need to get a sexier dress. And that's exactly what I did. But anywho, so there I was in my hot ass dress looking so good post breakup at cocktail hour with everyone in my family. And I kept getting asked, oh, where's your boyfriend? Oh, I thought you had a boyfriend. Where's your boyfriend? All the looks, all the questions, everything that you can name it that you don't want to deal with post breakup when you feel so shitty about what happened. That's what I was dealing with. And I remember just drinking my mojitos I was taking those mojitos like a champ, okay? If it meant avoiding the reality of what had just happened to me because I didn't want to face it. Just remember thinking, what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to move forward? And I think I was so fed up in that moment of being frustrated and sad and overwhelmed and embarrassed and shameful, like literally everything under the sun I was feeling at that time. I was so fed up with it that going into the new year of 2023, I was like, I need to change my life and I need to take what he did to me. I need to own it and I need to rewrite this next chapter. And that's exactly what I did. And here's how I did it. Step number one is acknowledge the current story. What story am I telling about myself right now? And does it truly reflect who I am? In my case, after my breakup, and especially those 2 months after it, before I decided to change my life and build my dream life, I was letting him define me. I was letting him write my story, especially the words that he chose to write about me and the actions that he decided to take to end our relationship. That was the story that I was telling because I was letting it dictate how I saw myself and define how I went forward in life. And leading into my second question, does the story that he wrote about me reflect who I am? Absolutely not. It does not reflect who I am. I was letting his words and actions define me. That is not a reflection of who I am. The way someone treats you, side note, the way someone treats you, their words and their actions will always be a reflection of them and not you. And in this case, I still took it as a reflection of me, but deep down, I knew it was not. So I needed to take control of it. And the first step I needed to do was acknowledge what happened because my pain, like I said earlier, does not define me, but what I do with it does. What I do with my pain does define me. And in order for me to rewrite my story, I needed to own what just happened and move forward. And my first step with that was therapy. I needed to deal with the really scary shit and get to the nitty gritty of it. So when you are wanting to reclaim your narrative radiant icons, you always have to start with acknowledge the current story because it will fuel you going forward. Step number two, identify the gaps. What parts feel limiting or untrue? What needs to change? In my case, it was everything that he wrote about me. Every single thing that he said about me, I knew was untrue, but I still was letting it define me. And those were the gaps. I needed to start believing in myself again. I needed to start seeing myself for who I truly was. And in order for you to identify the gaps and look at what feels untrue or feel unlimiting, you need to be honest with yourself. You need to have that self-reflection and be really brutally honest with the things that you need to work on, the things that you need to deal with, and the things where you were like, oh, absolutely not. They are not true whatsoever. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. And for me, I need to go through that letter and literally dissect it, pick out the things that I knew were not true about me, pick out the things where I was like, okay, he has a point. How can I improve myself? How can I do better? And then I needed to keep going through that letter and having those really hard conversations with myself and with my therapist and do the hard work because it's not easy, but it's worth it. Now, you guys know it's no secret that I love intentional living. I love intentional actions because I believe that they build iconic lives. That's exactly what you do when you're reclaiming your narrative. You get to decide how you want your story to sound going forward. So write it down like it's already true. So you're going into that intention setting and visualization and applying it to that dream version of you because that will be your reality. As soon as you make that decision to reclaim your narrative, you are all about that visualization to your highest self, to your most iconic self. So root it in intention, visualize it, manifest it, make it your reality. Step number four, you're going to own it in action. That means show up every day as that dream version of you in that narrative that you were writing for yourself. Even if you don't think it's remotely true and it doesn't feel true, you need to own it. You need to speak it. You need to live it. You need to literally embody it. Be your most iconic self because you are already there. And the last one, which is totally optional, inspire others. If you feel like it is right for you to share your story and give others the permission to own theirs, then do it. That's exactly what I felt was right for me. And that's how we got Dare to Be Iconic. I decided to use that breakup as fuel going forward into this next chapter of my life. Because 2023 onward, as I said last week, and as I will keep on saying, once I decided to choose myself and to honor that commitment year after year and reclaim my story, it's been some of the best years of my life. I am truly embodying that dream version of myself because I am her right now. I am the Amanda, that little Amanda dreamed of being. And it's all because I decided to share my story and reclaim my narrative. And I hope you guys can too. All right, Radiant Icons, let's get to the Dare to Be Iconic hotline because these questions are piping hot. Hi, Amanda. I've been holding on to mistakes I made in the past and they're shaping how I see myself. How do I move past them to reclaim my story? I think this one all comes down to forgiveness. I feel like forgiveness is key in this scenario, and you're not the only one that struggles with it because I struggle with it all the time, especially because I decide to, you know, share my life so publicly. And sometimes it's hard for me to separate who I once was from who I am now. And, you know, when I look back on the past, I cringe a bit on some things, but I need to remember that my past doesn't define me, right? Like, just like my pain, it doesn't define me. It's just a chapter in your story and it's not the whole book. So I would say write down what you've learned from your mistakes and let that be the focus. Always focus on the actionable step of how can you use this to move forward? How can you embrace it? How can you learn from it? And how can you use it as fuel? And once you know, acknowledge the not so shiny parts about life and about things that have happened and take away the lessons from them, that's when you start reclaiming your narrative. How do I own my story without feeling like I'm oversharing or making people uncomfortable? Well, as the queen of oversharing on the internet, I'm gonna tell you it doesn't matter what the hell people think about you. If they're uncomfortable by you sharing your story, then they are not meant for you. On the other hand of it, it is up to you to decide how much you want to share with others. Just as I mentioned earlier this season, specifically in the trauma and boundaries episode, trauma is your story to tell and you get to decide who you want to share that with and what you want to share about it. That's the same thing when it goes to reclaiming your narrative. You are in control of your narrative. You are the one writing your story. It is up to you on how you want to share what happened to you, on how you want to own it, and how you want to rewrite it. And if people feel uncomfortable about how vulnerable and honest you are being, they are not meant to be in your life. What if my story still feels messy? Can I reclaim it before I figured it all out? You know, here's the thing about figuring it all out. I don't think we ever will figure it all out because if you wait until you have it all figured out, you're never going to start. Now, in part of the it still feels messy, your story, girl, life is messy. Life is so messy. Life is not perfect. We are all imperfectly iconic. In fact, we want to embrace those not so shiny parts of life because that's what makes our stories ever evolving. Your story is simply iconic because it's yours. So lean into it. Love it. Own it. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Reign era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave a rating, a review, to subscribe, to tell your friends about it, because we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. And also, if you haven't already, make sure to connect with me on socials. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _ on Instagram and TikTok. All that information will be in the show notes below as well. All right, Radiant Icons, let's chat about next week real quick. And I am not going to lie to you, I am terrified for next week's tea time sesh. And I really need you guys. I am so scared. But I know this is something that is right for me on my healing journey of turning my pain into power. And that is what we are spilling the tea about next week. The core foundation of Dare to Be Iconic. How do you turn your pain into power? And for the first time ever, I will be publicly sharing my truth about something that I have been dealing with for a long time now. And I am finally ready to talk about it and to start the conversations that need to be had, especially in the world that we live in. And I just think it's really important to lead by example and to show others that your pain does not define you. It is what you do with it that does. And I am ready to take my power back and use my voice for good. And I hope you guys join me for one of the most scariest things I'll ever do in my life. So yeah. I hope we can turn our pain into power together. Anyway, I will chat with you guys next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.